Welcome to the Nehemiah Entrepreneurship Community Podcast. I'm your host, Patrice Sage. I'm here with Alexis Yanke. Alexis, the founder. Did I say it right, Alexis?
You did.
Alexis is the founder of Next Step, a nonprofit organization that's Alexis that has launched, is launching. When is your launch date?
Going to launch, hopefully, in the next few months.
In the next few months. So she's a nonprofit online tutoring and mentoring service for high school and college students. She joined the Nehemiah Entrepreneur Community about January 2022. Is that right, Alexis?
Yes.
And when you joined, you were at the discovery stage, correct?
Yes, at the I don't know what I'm doing here stage.
You don't know what, yeah. And you had no business idea. And then within 12 months, you only conceive an idea, but you're getting ready to launch. In that process, you went through identity and destiny. You went through biblical entrepreneurship, went through coaching. You actually won first place in your class business plan competition, correct?
Correct.
And then you qualified to then compete for the center competition. And unfortunately there, you did not proceed forward, even though, Alexis, you had an amazing presentation, poise and almost perfect delivery. And so your mission as a company is to inspire, encourage students in their walk of faith and academic journey by providing specialized online tutoring services, career awareness, ready counseling, and opportunity for hands-on live experiences with professionals. Alexis, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Well, Alexis, I'm just amazed at your story, right? So you have no clue what you're doing. What makes you spend all this money to sign up for a program and you don't know yet what you want to do? Take me a little bit back. What motivates you to actually begin this journey?
During that season that I found myself in, I went with my mom to the surge classes. She had done life surge, and I had just come back from living abroad for a few years teaching full time. And so I came back. I didn't really know what to do next. My heart is for missions. I wanted to go back on the field and do missions, but it's financially difficult to kind of just go out on a whim and just go and do something. And so I was kind of just stuck between thinking what to do next. And so my mom went on to life surge, and she said, "Hey, you have to do these surge classes with me. I think you'll find something that may be able to help you and can even broaden your horizons on how you can approach missions work." And so I went with her. I went with her to all the surge classes, and I ended up finding Nehemiah Project with her in, I think it was business surge or a specific surge class. And that's where I heard about Nehemiah Project, and Nehemiah Project stuck out to me. There was something that was different from Nehemiah Project than all the other ones that were being mentioned. And it was just, for me, it was so heavily focused on God and on glorifying him, on being business stewards, where the profit that you made wasn't for your own benefit to get a bigger house or, to do more vacations, although all of those things are nice and they're good in themselves, but it was so specifically focused on how to glorify God through what you're doing. And so I talked to my mom and I said, "Hey, there's something different here. I don't know why, but I feel this pull towards Nehemiah Project." And so my mom said, "I'll help you. I'll support you through that." And so she became my financial support to be able to start Nehemiah Project. And that's where it all began. I thought maybe God would use something from what I've done to be able to inspire and help while also creating some sort of profit that can support me and my heart to do missions. So.
Wow, I love it. What a mom. So first of all, mom, thank you for investing in, no wonder she was so excited at the business plan competition.
Yeah, my number one support.
I'm telling you. So you decide, by the way, for those who are saying, "Well, she keeps saying Nehemiah Project, what is that?" So I'm not sure if you're aware, but we just went through a name change recently. Now Nehemiah Entrepreneurship Community, because there's a whole story behind that. So we still are legally Nehemiah Project, but we're now doing business as Nehemiah Entrepreneurship Community. So Alexis, you're coming at Discovery. First of all, before I go through the details of your process, has it met your expectation? Because you had this expectation when you first got involved. 2 years, about a year or so down the line, has it met your expectation?
You know, yes, I think my expectations may have been, see, I don't come from, I mean, I understand business, but I don't come from a business background. And so for me, I came in not really expecting, not really knowing what to expect, truly. Yeah. My goal would have, you know, my goal was definitely to be able to create something that can help and support what I thought was the bigger goal of doing missions. And now I've come to realize that what I'm doing in itself is its own mission. And it can be used to do missions outside of just here. And it can be my tool for missions, but it's not just going to be something that funds the missions. It's something as a steward, as a biblical steward, as a godly steward, it's making sure that this mission in itself is being focused on and being prioritized as its own mission and not just like the side income or the side hustle.
Oh, that's revolutionary. I love it. I mean, essentially, here's what you were kind of saying, Alexis. You came in thinking you're going to do business to do mission.
Yeah.
What you're realizing now, the business is the mission.
Yeah. And that's a bigger weight for sure. A bigger responsibility, yeah. A bigger burden. Yeah. And so it's been an adjustment of the way of thinking.
So are you excited about that adjustment or are you disappointed by the adjustment?
I would say I'm excited. I think it's sobering. I was expecting to just be able to go back out immediately. I think that it's definitely sobering of like there is responsibilities that, you know, in the work itself, it needs to be something that I take seriously to actually even get it started. So it is definitely something that's more time consuming than I imagined it to be. But realistically, that's how it works. So I'm excited by what it can, by what the impact it can have. And so I think that it's cool to just be able to see God's calling come together in my life to create something that can be used for mission, something I never imagined. I wasn't thinking that far, you know, that big, but God,
wow.
God thinks outside, I love it, the box.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And what's neat about that, it doesn't mean you will not go overseas, but yeah. Now next step becomes a platform that carries you overseas. So it's an expansion of the mission, essentially, when you get to that point.
Exactly. So it's right. In, you know, my presentation, it says in the next 10 years, I mean, I want it to be something that reaches over 40 communities across the globe. And it's for the sake of being able to go visit those communities that don't have, you know, solid education systems, being able to support teachers and parents and students and give them the resources that they need to just be able to have the same equal chance of good learning as anywhere else in the world. So it's going to be used abroad. And that's the kingdom impact that we want to have, to be able to do missions and serve those communities that need the help.
Wow. So when you came in, you were what we call Discovery, and I think you bought a starter package. Is that correct?
Yes.
You bought a starter package. So you had in there coaching, you had training, you had Identity and Destiny, you had biblical entrepreneurship and so forth. So what has been the most impactful for you out of that experience? You have BE, you have ID, you have coaching. What has been the most impactful for you and why?
That's a good question. I think it's hard to choose because there's been portions of each one that have been impactful and have made the whole experience what it's been. I think if I had to rate them, I guess it would be coaching would be one of the top ones, but without Identity and Destiny and without biblical entrepreneurship, then coaching would not be as helpful because I wouldn't have the other factors. I think all of the components coming together truly made it impactful because it gave me something to learn about, then something to talk about, something to investigate, then something to reflect on, you know, all of those things coming together. One without the other would have made it almost, you know, incomplete, because Identity and Destiny helps you in understanding how God created you and your calling. But if you don't have that next step, then you're just left with thinking, oh, I think this is what it is. But then being able to talk about it with a mentor, with a coach, and being able to explore that, then being able to do the biblical entrepreneurship course. And I mean, the training and being able to go with other students and meet other biblical entrepreneurs. I meet with some of them, you know, here in South Florida, any local ones that I know, I get to see and talk to here. And the amount of support that I've received from them, being able to sit down and have coffee and talk about our ideas and pray for each other and support one another, I think that's all been huge. And I wouldn't say it's not as important as the coaching itself. So they all really played a part. It's hard for me to choose for this part.
So that combination, really the combination was very helpful for you.
Yeah, it's necessary, I think.
Yeah. We're talking with Alexis Yankee. Did I say right? Did I say right?
You Alexis. Said Yankee, but close.
Yankee. And Alexa is the founder of Next Step, a nonprofit tutoring and mentoring organization for teens and high school students, providing online tutoring and mentoring. Alexis will be launching her company Next Step in the next couple of months. Alexis is a nonprofit, so as you're listening to her story, if that's something you want to partner with her on, just reach out to her. Alexis, how do people get in touch with you if they want to connect with you?
If I put my email somewhere, I can
yeah,
put my email.
Yeah, could you do that? Put your email there on the chat, and the team will put it up. So just connect with Alexis. You can also reach out to Nehemiah Entrepreneur Community. We'll make sure we connect you. If you're a member of Nehemiah already, the community, you can find Alexis on the community platform. You can connect with her directly. So Alexis, think about that moment when you knew this was it. So you're going through the program, you're in Discovery, and you're kind of going through the program, coaching, training, ID, biblical entrepreneurship. When was that moment when you like, this is it? And what was it about it that made this it for you?
The business idea. if Wendy were on this call, I think she'd be laughing because it just took a long time to get to where we are. She always says, she's like, at the very last moment. And then you just like went full speed ahead on it. And I had to, I didn't have any time, but it was, like I said, the mentality that I had before coming on here was like, what can I do to that I'll do well, something that I could enjoy, maybe a hobby or like even just a skill that I enjoy, whether it's baking or whatever it may be, what can I put to use where eventually I don't have to worry, can create and generate the income that it needs to support, you know, whoever is part of the business with me, and then be able to take me overseas when possible. And so that was the mentality before I started. And so that's why it took me so long, because I was looking at different ideas. But with education, I kind of put on the side because I was like, that requires a lot of work that I constantly will have to put in, and it will be something that it will be that I'm devoted to and that I'm have to be devoted to for a really long time. I feel like I would never be able to step out of. And so God had to work in me and say, you know, I've given you these talents and these skills for you to put to work. There are things that can be used not just here, but anywhere. Any student all over the world can receive the support and this guidance. And so I think it was mainly the shift from any general idea and anything that could work to education focused and helping students focus. And so that pinpoint was a lot of discussion with Wendy, a lot of discussions with my mom, and just being able to see what talents has God given me and what am I supposed to be using to glorify him, you know, and for expanding his kingdom. And it was when it was sealed on, and when I started practicing more of teaching and going overseas and starting to help with workshops, with teaching workshops and stuff. And God just opened my eyes and to realize this is it. This is something that I have to be able to use. These are the talents that he's given me. And it would be irresponsible of me not to put them into use for opening my business. And so that's where it became like, okay. And that was towards the end of the whole biblical entrepreneurship course. It was like 3/4 of the way in. So
wow, that's incredible. By the way, along the journey, were you frustrated that you didn't come up with something? Were you excited, anticipating? Tell me about your emotion as you're going through this. Class is going to be ending sometime down the line. You got to come up with something so you don't waste your money. How were you processing all that? Was that pressure?
Yeah, there was pressure, not wanting to let anyone down. There was frustration of just not realizing why don't I hear a clear answer? I just want the name of the business to be given to me in the Bible somewhere. You know, like it was just like, why don't I see it? Why don't I hear? Why don't I know? It was the okay, just praying through and wanting to like give it to God. And then just the ups and downs, the roller coasters of emotions of not knowing why. And so then even for different little projects, I would just, okay, whatever, like, let me just see what I, you know, what the skill sets I have, let me just do something and let me just choose something. And it was doing that, but then stopping myself. No, I can't do that. I have to do something else. And so it was a whole roller coaster of emotions, I would say. Excited, probably not too much until the end when I was like, this is it. Once I realized this one's the one I'm going to work with, that was when it was excitement because I knew that this was the one I had to continue on. But before that, it was like, I was nervous. I was anxious. I was like freaking out. I was frustrated. I was upset. I was okay a little bit. Okay, this could be it. Then no, it can't. So it was like this.
I love it. So, and by the way, Wendy was her coach. When you mentioned Wendy's my her coach who walked her through this process. So, but then you end up winning your class competition. So were you surprised? How did you feel? Did you know you were going to win? Talk to us about how did you prepare for that? So you go from all of that to actually winning, being selected by the judges as the best business plan in your class.
I mean, that one, like any competition and anything that I've been doing, especially with Nehemiah project, I can't change the name right now, but yes, Nehemiah.
No, got it. No, that project is fine.
So ever since, I mean, it's been a lot of prayer and kind of giving it to God. And so understanding that the idea came from him and whatever happens, happens. And so I prepared for it. I gave it the time it deserved to prepare for it, to practice and called friends, called family, had them sit and listen. And so I practiced. I am very meticulous. I'm very detail oriented and a perfectionist in some way. And so I did spend a lot of time just looking over it, just recording myself and checking for time. I knew time was the biggest issue. Deborah, Wendy, they all said it. And so timing myself, recording it, listening to it. And so I did all the steps that were asked of me to do to make sure that it would come out the best possible way. But the day of, I just gave it to God. I sat here and in this exact position, I think. And I did what I was prepared to do. Didn't really expect, was hoping I'd win because I have a competitive nature. And so I was definitely hoping I'd win. But there were definitely good competitors. They all were. And there were some that and were in the exact same boat that I was. There were some that had already started their business and were more on the, after discovery and startup, they were sort of in the startup, but a little bit past that. And so there were some very good competitors that I was with and I didn't know what to expect. I just knew that I had to do my best. And I tried.
And you won. So tell me, when you found out, when your name was named as the winner, how'd you feel?
I was excited. I was happy. It was kind of like a confirmation of God was like, this is where I wanted you to be. This is what I had for you. And just seeing it all come full circle. Like you said, it's just been a crazy ride since starting of not knowing anything and not even knowing what I was doing and what I was doing with EMI and just being able to go the full circle of like taking a while to come up with the business, being lost and confused and trying my work my way and get through like, oh, I'm going to start a cookie dough shop. Oh, I'm going to do that. You know, like just random ideas of like, this is what I'm going to do. And then the next week, Wendy would talk to me and I'm like, no, that's not what I'm going to do. I don't think it should be, you know, and it was constantly that to get to the point where I do the competition and I won. It was a moment of God's like, keep pushing and trust me. And so
it was
very nice. It was a good experience.
And that's an incredible validation, isn't it? That you're like, wow. Yeah. Yeah. So again, we're talking to Alexis, the founder of Next Step, a new nonprofit organization that will focus on online tutoring and mentoring for teens and high school students, as well as college, right? As well
yes.
as, high school and college students. We talked about her experience with her biblical entrepreneurship journey, her starting from discovery and actually preparing her business plan, winning her class competition and going through the center competition. By the way, if you're watching and listening, you're saying, hey, I want to attend one of those competitions. This week, actually, we're having the U.S. competition this week. Just go to our events page. You can find out what day it is. You can attend that. We're also having our Africa competition as well this week. So this is competition week for us. So just go ahead and there's a link there. You can go to our events page, register. You can join the Africa competition or the U.S. competition or both. So then you have to prepare for the U.S. competition or the center competition. And by the way, let me say this. There are some people who reached out to me that were so disappointed because you were their winner. So before we talk about the experience, let's talk about how you felt when you found that you did not win that competition. How'd you feel?
I mean, it felt It felt good. It felt like the after I presented, it felt good. It did feel like a win in a sense, and so it was disappointing to not hear. But again, I was grateful for the experience. I knew I had two strong competitors as a couple that had already started a business that had a little bit more development than I did, and so although I didn't fully know the reasons as to why, I knew that there was that background that they had, and so they were great. Our presentations were different, and that's just what it was. So it was disappointing in that sense, but I was still very grateful for the experience to even be able to share, and being able to share it and have support. I had, people that I knew that were there listening that wanted to be there and hear the presentation, and that was very impactful for me. And so I was blessed in that way. So the amount of support that I received through that was something that I felt like I was doing the international competition. That's how it felt in that moment, because the amount of support that I got after, even after it was announced the winners, I had people messaging me and asking, how can we help? Or like, here, I have some people that I could connect you with. And so what came afterwards felt like a win to me. I really ended that night. And as much as it was like, oh, I would have loved to win, again, the competitiveness in me of like, oh, I wanted to win. At the same time, I knew I won. God made that evidently clear that I won in with him, just knowing that he blessed me with the opportunities later on to have conversations with other people, and the amount of support that I received, that we both received. I mean, again, the cleaning, Kingdom Lifestyle Cleaning is a great company. And they are two wonderful people and a strong business couple. And so I was happy too. I was happy where I was at. I was happy with the support that I received, and it was a blessing.
And if you're gonna lose, I mean, that's a good couple to lose to, right? They're already in business. They're just you were a startup. I mean, you were it's like David against Goliath kind of thing. And there were people who felt you should have won. Some people were upset that said, no, that's rigged, you know. So I'm so glad you're taking it so well because you almost had it, Alexis.
I'm grateful. I can't say much more than that. I really ended the night feeling grateful for the opportunity and the connections that I made even through something like that. I really felt like we had done an international business. That's how it felt of just people coming in and being like, here, but we'll support you. We think this is something big, of like something that can do and impact, a whole generation of students, and we want to come alongside you. And it was that sort of like people talking like that made it feel like, wow, this is special. And again, it was just like the first competition, it was God validating and reaffirming his calling of, this is what I want you to do, and you need to step in and start doing it. And so it was good. It was definitely a good wake-up call, and I know God's going to use it.
So what was the difference in the preparation between the class competition and the center competition? What did you do different?
I think by the second one, I already knew what to expect. I think that was helpful. I had already practiced and knew how to run it through. The time was not so much of an issue anymore. If it was an issue, it was like 10 seconds over. So it wasn't something that I was as concerned about as I was really for the first one. That was the major concern. It was more about knowing my information and making sure that I read up on it. I had to change stuff throughout. I had to look at numbers. I had to look at information to make sure that it was accurate. Just going over the PowerPoint itself, making it as current and relevant and as appealing as possible with the format I had already given it. And so there was a lot more tweaks of things that I can kind of shift and make, and making sure that my presentation was strong and that it had all the components I needed to put in there. And so it was just a lot more. It was, I guess, what it meant was going through like a more intense competition for the next round. And so I knew that it meant more in a sense, but at the same time, it was less practice from the very beginning, And so from the beginning, it's hard because you don't know what to expect. You have this nervousness of how it's going to look, how it's going to feel, what are people going to, how is it going to be presented through Zoom and all these things. And this time it was more of, I know what to expect. I just need to make sure that my presentation is strong. I need to make sure that my PowerPoint is well made, that it can be updated if it needs to be. I have to look through my numbers carefully because maybe the first round it was all startup and discovery people, and now it'll be, with a new group of judges, and they may look at finances more. So I would text Wendy, like all the time, and be like, hey, so this number on the cash flow statement, it doesn't feel right. Can we go and take a look at it? Or like, tell me why it's this number. And even though I think it should be zero. And so we went over and talked about it because I wanted to understand every number that was on there in case it was asked. Cause I know finances can be something that if asked, we'll be like, what? I'm sorry. I don't understand. So I didn't want to do that. So I wanted to be confident at least with my numbers. So
wow. And that was clear. Now, some people were surprised that you chose to be a nonprofit. They felt you could have been a for-profit. Any thoughts about that? Were you surprised that people kind of say, why did you do it for-profit? Any regrets?
No, I was not surprised. I actually was validated in my own questions because I asked that many times throughout my time of trying to figure out in that short span of creating the business idea and moving on and creating the PowerPoint and the business slides and all of that. I asked Wendy, I considered it for myself. I would feel stuck constantly on the question of why a nonprofit over for profit. The end reason of why I chose nonprofit was, again, how I mentioned it was for donations, being able to accept donations for students that can't afford to be part of the program and be able to support them through that. It was for being Christian and being openly Christian and being able to prioritize the spiritual values that come with that. And so, and make that known and verbalize it and say it and do it constantly. And so it was those two things that came into my final decision of creating the nonprofit. Now, because it's still in discovery stage of being started up and stuff, I have spoken again, have brought up the idea and Wendy mentioned this to me and I had a different, a biblical entrepreneur that I spoke with and it was brought up again and we spoke about it, the idea of creating a nonprofit and having a for-profit business and the nonprofit being able to support the for-profit being able to support the nonprofit and being able to work together. That was the initial idea, but it became too complicated to kind of do two, like, especially me having no background. I was like, to do two, let me just choose one. And she's like, well, if you want to do one, nonprofit works for those two reasons. And so that's why I started with one. With that said, I did receive those questions and it did again put that question in my mind. And it is something that I'm honestly still considering of maybe I should open to now that I'm getting used to and with the idea of business and how it works, maybe I could do two. And so I'm still not completely sure. I will say I'm still on the fence about how I'm going to go because I would love to do both so that I have two up and running, but I do know that takes time. And so I'm praying about it. I'm going to see where God leads. Definitely still a question and consideration.
I love it. Well, I think whichever path you pick, you're going to do well because you're just so poised and just so incredible. It's just such a neat concept and neat idea. What was the hardest thing for you in this whole process? What was the most challenging and why?
I think I would say, I mean, an easy answer is like the financials, but it wasn't as hard as knowing what I had to choose because, I was in the stage of where I felt like I needed a clear yes from God in order to move forward. And it was just so hard to choose. And so I think that was the most difficult part of the waiting, and that constantly is, especially in the spiritual journey of life, is in the times where God calls you to wait, choosing to wait and being obedient to the waiting instead of wanting to just push along and keep going. And so it was the waiting and the trusting God. And sometimes it was the step forward and acknowledging this is what God has given me instead of wanting to look the other direction. And so it was more of the God and me journey of figuring out what God wants for me, how to move forward in that. Once he and I were, you know, I was on the same page with him and understanding this is what you want for me. Once I got to that stage, everything went by easier. I mean, the financials, yes, they take time and to consider and so much to think about, especially things that you don't know what you'll need to do and incorporate into the business and all these questions. But really, once the idea is set, it makes it a lot easier to move forward because you have an understanding of what you of what you want from it. But before, it's like you're in la la land. You don't know. It's like everything, oh, I guess this or this, or yeah, this person has that or that. But when you don't know if it's food or if it's, you know, a service or it's if it's a, you know, a some sort of product, those type of questions, if you don't know what you what you're going to do, then you're lost. And so I think the feeling of being lost and not knowing and feeling like, oh, let me just do this random idea, and then I'm like, no, it doesn't feel right. I can't move forward. God's like, hey, well, let's talk about it. And I'm like, I want to do something this way. And God's like, no, let's do it this way. And I'm like, no, I want it this way. And I think that was probably the most difficult part for me.
Oh, I as you're sharing, as an entrepreneur myself, I know that tension, right? But it's a necessary tension, but it's one that when you learn how to walk in that tension, you're able to discover God even the more, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that full trust, that full faith in Christ. Wow, we're talking to Alexis. Alexis is the founder of Next Step. Next Step is a tutoring and mentoring online organization serving teens, high school students, as well as college students in the area of tutoring. Alexis won the competition for her class. She was hoping to win the center competition. She did not win there, but many people, that she was their choice. But for her, it was a win anyway. We're talking about her journey through Biblical Entrepreneurship, starting out Discovery and going on to produce her business plan. And she's launching in the next couple of weeks. Now, before we prepare to land the plane, Alexis, so tell us, so for in 1 to 2 minutes, make a pitch for us. So people are watching and listening to you from around the world. So make a pitch as to what exactly is Next Steps and how can they support you? And I didn't prepare you for this, but let's see how prepared you are.
Yeah. So Next Step is a Christian online tutoring and offers Christian online tutoring and mentoring services with the hopes of being able to work with high school and college students and inspire them and encourage them by giving them the tools and resources that they need to excel in hopes that they would become world changers in any profession that they choose. And so it really is something where we want to meet the students where they at, understand what their strengths and weaknesses are, being able to help them and understanding what their learning styles is. So many kids are being put in schools and being taught in certain ways that may not approach their best learning needs and styles. And so being able to explore that with them, being able to help and serve them through that, and not just build them up and help them to succeed academically, but also being able to support them spiritually and being able to pray for them, being able to be that mentorship support that they need to move forward. And so high school and college specifically, because high school is the stage where kids are moving into college soon and they need to figure out what they need and what God wants from them. And so being able to help them through realizing what their purpose is, what God has called them to, their talents and skills, and being able to mentor them through that. And college students, so many of them constantly drop out or they change careers or they don't know what they want, and being able to also mentor them and support them and coach them through understanding there's so many professions to choose from. And honestly, you can glorify God in any of them. So it's simply understanding what are the options, what are your strengths, what are your passions, and being able to help and guide them. And so that's what Next Step does, is being able to be that support system. Schools and education systems, I mean, that's set and that's what kids will get. But we want to take the kids after school and you know, and what they're doing after and what they're thinking about, what they're struggling with, and being able to support them through that and encourage them and give them all the resources that they need, again, to excel, because that's what we want to see. And so that's what Next Step offers. Again, it's just being able to see a new generation of world changers for the glory of God. And so if we can be part of that effort, then that's how we glorify God as well. So
what's your biggest ask? How can our listeners and viewers support you?
Well, prayer for me and for the business is always going to be number one. It's how I've even gotten to where I'm at through prayer. And so prayer and support. And then, of course, I mean, as we start, I definitely want to see if God opens this door for nonprofit and being able to support financially, if God calls you to that. Again, I would be more than happy to receive through Next Step any support financially, any support through any students that you may know, high school, college students that maybe you see that would benefit from getting the support and guidance, any sort of supporting guidance that they need. And so any ideas of students or that you have, that would be great if you can connect me to them and I can see how I can serve them. And yeah, so prayer, financial support, student support, all of that, am more than grateful to receive.
Well, we are so proud of you, Alexis. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you a challenge before we wrap up the day. So we will commit $1,000 the next step if you can match it. So right now, so that begins your fundraising. So when you lay your business plan together, you begin your fundraiser, you got a $1,000 match from us. If you can get that match, as you kick at your fundraising, we will match it up to $1,000. All right, this is beginning to teach you how to fundraise. All right, so if you're watching and listening, you want to join us in that we're saying if Alexis can raise $1,000, we will match up to $1,000 as she kicks off her fundraising strategy. Because she has going to be a nonprofit, or she's going to be a nonprofit and a for-profit. Either way, she needs resources to make sure that kids that cannot otherwise afford her program have access. So Alexis, so you got till December 31st. You think you can do it?
I think with God, anything is possible. So.
All right. So reach out to Alexis and help her out to get the $1,000 match that we're putting up to help her to be able to achieve her objective in helping to seed next steps. Alexis, don't leave yet because I want you to give a word of advice to our viewers and listeners. Before we have, don't you leave, guys, because I'm going to have Alexis give you some word of advice. Before you do, though, if you want to know more about Alexis and next steps, write an email at, is it Jackia? How do you say this?
Yanke@gmail.com.
Yanke@gmail.com. That's her email address. Just email her there. When will your website be up, by the way?
We're working on that. So
working on that. All right.
In the
once her website is up, email her, get her mailing list. And then once her website is up, she'll let you know. Also, of course, don't forget this week we have competitions coming up. We have the U.S. competition. Make sure you go to our events page, sign up for that. We have the internet, regional competition. Make sure you sign up for that. And of course, we have the Connect meeting this Saturday, coming up in the Northwest Center. And then we have the global forum coming up in the next couple of weeks. So make sure you go to our events page, check out events that are happening. If you want to know about the Nehemiah Entrepreneurship Community, or Nehemiah for short, go to our website, nehemiahecommunity.com, nehemiahecommunity.com. There you can learn about our training program, where you're able to learn about biblical entrepreneurship, identity and destiny. You can learn about passive income, all different courses that will help you grow your business or start a new business, or when maybe you're where Alexis was and you need something to help you think about those ideas. You can also learn about our coaching program, either group coaching, individual coaching. You can learn about that. You can also learn about how to be a part of our Access to Capital program, where if you're a for-profit, you want to raise capital, we can help you with that as well. Alexis, so you know, as I was talking today, one thing the Lord laid in my heart, we need to think about a long-term strategy for our nonprofits. And so I'm believing God that one day we're going to have a grant-making strategy for our nonprofit. Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be great.
So that people like you can pitch for grants so that we can be catalysts for that, to help that. So let's believe. Can you believe God with me?
1,000%. Yes.
Yeah. And maybe you'd be one of the first to partake of it. How does that sound?
Yeah.
Great. So let's believe God for that. Because right now we only help finance for-profits, but there are nonprofits out there that also need capital. That's why I'm doing this $1,000 match. So that way, if you're watching and listening, you want to support Alexis, you can help her double her money. Every dollar Alexis raises, she actually got $2, because that will help her to seed up and also teach her how to fundraise, right? The other thing you can learn on our website, nehemiahentrepreneurship.com, is if you can learn how to become a part of our community, right? Membership does have its privileges. We have over close to 2,000 members from Asia, Africa, Europe, Latin America. You don't have to do this alone. You can come in community, so you can connect with friends like Alexis and others that are doing business in community as they seek to grow their companies. With that, Alexis, so there's people watching and listening, and they're just marveled at your journey. And they're saying, Alexis, I'm where you were at Discovery. And I'm believing God for that idea, not sure where to start, how to go about it. I'm confused, perplexed, been praying, been believing. Nothing is coming. Alexis, what advice can you give me? What advice can you give me to go from not sure to certainty as you did?
I will always say this is number one, prayer. I think we underestimate the power of prayer constantly as believers, and God honestly speaks and answers through prayer, through seeking him and through prayer. And so I would say pray, trust God. He's placed you in the position where you're at to learn, to gather information, to understand something new, whatever it may be. So trust God that he's placed you where you're supposed to be and take that leap of faith. Sometimes it takes making that step, you know, and for me, it's like take that next step into where God has called you. So sometimes it's important to take that step in faith, and God will direct and guide you. If you're praying and you're seeking him, then no matter what direction it is that you try to take, he'll either place you on the path that you need to be and redirect from there, or he'll keep blessing you in the direction that you're taking. And so it's important to sometimes take that step of faith and just trust that he's placed you where you're at, where you're supposed to be. You have to now trust him, pray, and move forward. And whatever you do, as long as you're bringing glory to God and your desire of your heart, which is to honor God, matches his own desire, which would be the same, then you're doing what you're supposed to do. And he'll guide and direct and redirect if needed, but you need to take that step. Sometimes it takes making that next step. So,
wow. You heard it here, guys. That's some good advice. You better follow. That's some good advice. So Alexis, so here's your challenge. You got between now and December 31st to raise an additional $1,000. What I want you to do, prepare your communication. I want you to send out to people, include even this video, to say, hey guys, help me raise X. The goal should not be $1,000, whatever your goal is. You say, but every dollar that you give me will be matched up to $1,000. That helps kickstart your strategy, right? So do you have a fundraising goal yet for your first year?
No, I don't.
All right. So you got to figure that out, right? You and your coach, yeah. You got to figure that out. All right. Well, here's the good news. You got the first $1,000 to help kick off.
Yeah, right? I do. Right. Thank you.
With that, I'm going to pray for you guys who are watching and listening. Thank you so much for watching and listening. Listen, if you enjoyed it, if you ministered to you, I want you to share it. Share with your friends. You may know other people like Alexis who are in discovery, trying to figure it out. Share this with them. That will encourage them. Or people who are in education, share this with them. Or people who are missionaries and are believing God for an economic engine, share with them so that they might be encouraged through Alexis' story. Or people who may, you say, they may want to be supporters of Next Steps, share this with them. Listen, friends, share with friends that which they like and enjoy. So share with your friends. Push it out there on your Facebook, on your YouTube, on your LinkedIn, whatever social media platform you're using, share it out there so that Alexis' story can go out and become and go viral. With that, let me pray for you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord enable you to steward those talents that are under your care. May you steward them in such a way, just like Alexis did, that one day you can hear those wonderful words, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Guess what? He'll not make it rule over much. God bless you. Alexis, thank you for being with us. Alexis, would you come back when you launch?
Of course, I would love to. All right. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you. Thank you.
Me too.
Bye-bye.